Welcome to episode 350 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. The social condition of women in the first century had been radically altered from that of their ancient sisters. By the time of Jesus, the role of women had drastically changed for the worse. In theory, women were held in high regard by first century Jewish society, but in practice, this was not always true. Women were not allowed to testify in court. In effect, this categorized them with Gentiles, minors, deaf mutes, and undesirables, such as gamblers, the insane, usurers, and pigeon racers, who were also denied that privilege. On the other hand, a king could not bear witness in court, nor could the Messiah, which somewhat lessens the stigma of that restriction. Customarily, even a woman of stature could not engage in commerce and would rarely be seen outside her home. Only a woman in dire economic straits who was forced to become the family breadwinner could engage in her own small trade. If a woman was ever in the streets, she was to be heavily veiled and was prohibited from conversing with men. One view that was expressed by many rabbinical scholars was, it is the way of a woman to stay at home, and it is the way of a man to go out into the marketplace. The Talmud is the central text of rabbinic Judaism and the primary source of Jewish religious law and Jewish theology. This text held that respectable women were expected to stay within the confines of the home. The terminology for a prostitute was one who goes abroad. The woman of the first century did not even do her own shopping, except possibly to go out accompanied by a slave to buy material which she could use to fashion her own clothing at home. The women recounted in the New Testament were very likely illiterate, since the rabbis did not consider it incumbent upon women to learn to read in order to study the scriptures. The King James Version of Deuteronomy 4 verse 9 says, "Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." Other versions say to teach to your children, but it is a translation that suggests that the law of Moses be taught to sons that was seized upon by rabbis. They declared women to be exempt from the commandment to learn the law of Moses. Indeed, the Talmud says, it is foolishness to teach Torah to your daughters. Women were separated from men in private, public, and religious life. They could go to the temple, but could not venture beyond the confines of the women's court. There was no such court found in the original description of Solomon's temple, so we know it was added later. Women were not allowed to participate in public prayer at the temple, although they were encouraged to have private prayer lives at home. What brought about this dramatic change from the esteem women had in the times of the Hebrew scriptures to the near exclusion from society by the era of the New Testament? Very likely, this degraded view of a woman's role was imported from Greek thought. The similarities between the Hellenistic and Talmudic views of women are remarkable. Through the influence of their heathen neighbors, the rabbis slowly relegated women to their first century seclusion. So by the time that Jesus arrived on the scene, the status of women was far lower than it may have ever been in Jewish society. Jesus elicited surprising reactions from his contemporaries in all facets of life. He was not afraid to challenge the status quo and re-examine the traditional ways scripture had been interpreted. By publicly including women in his ministry, Jesus shattered the prejudicial customs of his day. Why was it unusual for Jesus to speak with women? Nothing in the Mosaic law prevented men and women from conversing with one another. Yet the society of Jesus' day, with custom dictated by rabbinic Judaism, differed strikingly from the Old Testament social order. Here are 10 notes about how women were portrayed in the New Testament, given the influence of Jesus. 1. The Gospel of Luke tells more stories about women than any of the other synoptic Gospels. In fact, Luke's first letter to Theophilus contains 23 stories that are never mentioned in any of the other Gospels. 2. Mary was a common female name in Israel during the time of Christ. The New Testament mentions 6 different women with the name Mary. The Hebrew form of the name is Miriam or Miriam, given to the sister of Moses. Each of these women played an important role They were followers, they were teachers, they were benefactors, they were diligent church workers, or some combination thereof. 3. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her cousin Elizabeth both prophesied over Jesus in the womb. 4. Luke constantly pairs men with women, and when he compares the two, it almost always is in the women's favor. Before Jesus' birth, two people are visited by the angel Gabriel and told they're going to become parents. One is Zechariah, or Zacharias, who becomes John the Baptist's father. The other is Jesus' mother, Mary. Both ask Gabriel how this can be, but while Zacharias is punished with months of dumbness for his unbelief, Mary is only commended. In Luke 18, the female-oriented prayer parable of the persistent widow is paired with the male-oriented prayer parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. 5. Mary Magdalene is mentioned by name 12 times in the Gospels, more than most of the apostles and more than any other woman in the Gospels other than Jesus' family. 6. Mary Magdalene has been associated with the woman in the city who was a sinner, who washed Jesus' feet, but there is no scriptural basis for this. The city of Magdala did have a reputation for prostitution. This information, coupled with the fact that Luke first mentions Mary Magdalene immediately following his account of the sinful woman, has led some to equate the two women, but there is no scriptural evidence to support this idea. Mary Magdalene is nowhere identified as a prostitute or as a sinful woman with the alabaster box, despite popular portrayals of her as such. She's identified as someone out of whom Jesus cast 7 demons, but this is the extent of the sinful attribution. 7. Luke 8 mentioned women who not only followed Jesus, but supported his work. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, and many others. They were actively involved in his ministry. In fact, the word used for their activity in Greek is diakonia, which is a word from which we get our modern word deacon. They weren't just supporting Jesus with their finances, they were following him as disciples and ministering alongside him. 8. Jesus speaks some of his most famous recorded words to comfort Martha, and then cries with her and her sister Mary before miraculously raising Lazarus from the dead. 9. In Matthew 19, Jesus' teachings protect women from unwarranted divorce, which in many cases might leave them destitute. 10. As he approaches crucifixion, Jesus stops to address female mourners. The history of our world, all periods of history, all continents, all cultural traditions, is rampant with damage, oppression, diminishment, contempt, and hostility aimed at women. Just think of the Salem witch trials, for example. Even today, women are stoned to death for adultery in India and Pakistan. They're raped and sold as slaves in Syria, and the men who perpetrate these horrendous acts are excused with religious theology. In every case, in every century, women have been targets. Jesus' valuing of women is unmistakable. His treatment of women was designed to counter cultural devaluation and exploitation. It was to underscore their equal status before God and his desire for personal relationship with them. Father, thank you for showing us through the ministry of Christ the regard we ought to have for women. Help us to make our churches places where women can experience the joys of being respected, appreciated, esteemed, included, and celebrated. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.